بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد وعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله واحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وقال سبحانه وتعالى وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وقال سبحانه وتعالى قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون وقال سبحانه وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وقال سبحانه وتعالى والصلح خير وقال سبحانه وتعالى فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا وقال سبحانه وتعالى قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني صدق اللہ العظیم. موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ فرینڈز, اللہ رب العزت سینڈ ڈاؤن دا انبیاء علیہم الصلاۃ والسلام اینڈ دا گریٹسٹ آف آل دا انبیاء علیہم الصلاۃ والسلام از نن ادر دین احمد مجتبی محمد مصطفیٰ سید القونین جناب پاک رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made effort and the people around Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, men around the messenger are known as the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alaihi Majma'een. These Sahaba, Allah Rabbul Izzat placed them in the company of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and through them the Ummah has learned so much and has taken so much benefit that what was the legacy of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what was the lifestyle of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what was the Mubarak way of Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these Sahaba, they enacted it, they understood it, min wa an, that means to the T. And from there, it spread throughout the world. So when we look for a hallmark, we look for a yardstick, we look for an example that who should we follow, then we follow those people whom Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are pleased with. They are pleased with Allah, Allah is pleased with them. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. These Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they gave the tan, man, dhan, the body, life, soul, and if they had 100 lives over that, they would give it, as Abdullah ibn Huzafa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, long story short, when he was being taken to the cauldron to be roasted and boiled in that water, then tears fall down his cheeks and they say, it seems that you are now getting cold feet. And what is his expression? I am crying because I only got one life to give for the sake of deen. So for the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these Sahaba were prepared to give everything. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they describe his condition when he was beaten by the disbelievers, then the word in Urdu is lahu luhan. That means his face and his nose became one. It was difficult to identify it. In that pitiable broken condition, upon his eyes opening, his first expression is, how is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So these people weren't just people of the talk. They walked the talk and they talked what they walked. So they didn't make claims also, and they weren't just professed about also, but they were the true men. They were not beguiled by trades and business. رِجَالُ اللَّهُ تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيُّنَ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. But Sahaba were such. One is the miracle to describe Allah ibn Hazrami radiallahu ta'ala crossing the river Dajla. And we say this is the help and ta'eed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the hooves of the horses didn't get wet. But a scholar and alim points out that more miraculous than that, they rode on this dunya, their hearts didn't get affected. So when the ulama kiram look for an example for this ummah to follow, then we look towards the sahaba, because lengthy write up about this, but many have given corroboration, so we quote it. Ashabi kan nujum. My sahaba are like stars. Now generally when a person mentions something is a star, then the mind goes towards something that is bright. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's words are qalla wa dalla. They are concise, precise, they need the nail on the head. And they're not his words only, but وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوْهَىٰ. His words are guided, propelled. It's not rudderless speech. You know, you get a rudderless boat just going in any direction. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says something, it's with depth. So أَصْحَابِ كَنْ نُجُوم. My sahaba are like stars. So the ulama kiram give different explanation about kan nujum. For this we go to Surah Mulk, the surah that has 30 verses that we read. Allah save us from the azab of the qabr and make it easy for us. Rawdatun min riyadil jannah. From in the initial verses of the surah you'll find waja'alnaha rujuman lishayatin. Waja'alnaha رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. That what we had made the stars, Rajam. What is Rajam? Pelting. So these angels, when the soothsayers, the devils come to listen about the future, then the stars are used to pelt these devils so they don't hear for the fortune tellers and don't hear for the soothsayers. So then we'll see in the heavens, in the sky, what we, in layman's term, shooting star, the correct word being meteorite. So ulama kiram say that one explanation of this sahaba, kan nujum, they are like pelting stars that pelted batil. Wa kul ja'a al-haq wa zahaqa al-batil. So this sahaba, when they came on this earth, to log janjore gaye. People were shaken, tremors took place on the face of this earth, and wherever they went, then people asked who you are and where you came from. And they left an indelible impression. Second explanation of Ashabi kan nujum, my sahaba are like stars. These days we have radar, we have satellite, we have GPS, Waze, Google Maps. But there was a time when navigation took place and the mechanism of navigation was the stars. Till now people use it. Our eventual place where we want to reach is Jannatul Firdaus. And if we keep these kan nujum, if we keep the stars in front of us, then like a ship in yesteryear would have left Durban port and reached Karachi, reached Southampton or reached New York or reached Bombay, the one that will follow the sahaba, kan nujum, will reach Jannat. Third explanation, ashabi kan nujum, my sahaba are like stars. When a person looks at the sky, especially where there's no artificial light, then that is when the true glitter, glamour and dazzling nature and beauty of the stars are highlighted. My Sahaba akan nujum, they are beautiful. Whoever you follow, you will be rightly guided. فَبِأَيِّ مُقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ Whoever we make iqtida of, that means we make them the muqtada and we become the muqtadi. We follow them because these Sahaba were true to the word. Ibn Abi Mulaika, rahmatullah alayhi, was a tabi. Tabi'i means somebody who saw the Sahaba. Sahaba saw and accepted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Tabi tabi, a person who saw a tabi'in. So Ibn Abi Mulaika, rahmatullah Ali, mentions, I met 30 Sahaba. This is what he met, but I'm quite sure it's a common feature amongst all of them. And every one of them feared nifaq. Whereas in the Quran Kareem, they are stamped, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. So these Sahaba, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got out of love for them. Every Friday, not a Jumu'ah will pass, but that the Khatib, Imam, lecturer will read, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. In Arabic now, when you say, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, it means, ittaqillah, ittaqillah, be careful, be warned, pay attention, do not revile my Sahaba. Allah, Allah fi ashabi. La tattakhidhum gharadam min ba'di. Faman ahabbahum fabihubbi ahabbahum. Waman abghadahum fabibughdi abghadahum. So these Sahaba, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke high about them. You revile them, you revile me. You detest them, you detest me. You love them, you love me. So these Sahaba, my elders, our elders, what did Nabi alayhi salam say then? La tattakhidhum gharadam min ba'di. That do not make them the target of our abuse, but rather look towards them because they are from the khayrul qurun. Wa khayrul quruni qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. So these Sahaba were the original. And the original of the Sahaba, Siddiq Akbar, Farooq Azam, Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu, Haydar Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu, they were the men around the Messenger as well as the Ashara Mubashara. So Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Khayrul Quruni Qarni, that the best of time is my time. Now ulama give many explanation of this. One is the best of time is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Sahab Nawwarallahu Markadahu rahmatan wasiya wa 'ala Allahu maratibahu wa a'la Allahu maratibahu. These people have done great favors to us. So sometime to give them one two duas extra. Today one man must just help us with something somewhere and whole life will sing his praises. Maulana left a legacy of us, Hayatul Sahaba, which is a Kamal Kitab, and he left the fikr of this ummah. So Maulana explains, وَخَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِ, that whoever will bring alive what was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then insha'Allah there'll be khair. And if you look at it, that whenever the ummah went back to the life of Sahaba, that's when this ummah went up. And whenever this ummah went away from the lives of Sahaba, that's when it went down. My dear friends, it's a bit difficult to understand, but easy with this example. In order to shoot an arrow more further, anyone who handles a bow and arrow will tell you, pull the arrow more back, it will go even further. So when we say go back towards the life of Sahaba, it's not back as in backwards, it's back in forwards. And for deen, you don't need logic to understand that you're going back to go front. My Ustad Mawla Shabir Sahib mentioned, we don't have to place deen on everybody's logical brain. Because if logic was the thing, Then when a person passes wind, you say, "Now I can't touch the Quran, I'm going to make wudu." And if a person don't know what is wudu, you'll see washing face, washing hand, making masa and feet. I can't understand what is this wudu. Because the wind did not come out from the hand, nor from the face, nor from the quarter of the head, nor from the feet. But he's washing another part. It's not based on logic. The next example Mawashabisab mentioned, that masa alal khufain is made on top. You ever saw anyone making masa at the bottom? In fact, it's not supposed to be done like that. The logic will be to make it at the bottom. That is what is touching the carpet. But when you're making masa, it's on top. So deen don't have to be according to my logic. That dust is something that makes me get dirty, but this is the thing that makes me pure in tayammum. So we didn't come to exercise our brain to test deen. Tis not for us to ask what and why. Tis for us by the command of Allah to do and die. So to go back in the life of Sahaba is going forward. So our elders, my dear friends, they looked in the life of Sahaba. And they said that whoever brings the qualities of Sahaba in any time, Allah Ta'ala will bring alive deen, and there'll be a very strong chance of that ummah progressing. So initially the points that they extracted from the Sahaba were about 60 points, 50 points. A large amount of points. A big list of points. Finally, they brought it down to half a dozen, 6 points. And they mentioned that whoever will make amal on these 6 points, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the rest of deen easy for them. My dear brothers, the work of tabligh is not a work of emotions and over dramatization. Our elders have said it very clearly, the 6 points are not the whole of deen. But inshallah, if we bring that 6 points, it will help us to get to the rest of deen. This is Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali's words. And if my memory serves it correct, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, I heard it from Miaje Mehrab myself. The 6 points are not the whole of deen. They are the catalyst and the springboard for the deen to come alive. So when they looked at the 6 numbers, ulama kiram in their wisdom mention that these are the 6 maqams. These are the 6 wujuhat. These are the 6 reasons where the nail went into the tire of this ummah that is causing the punches. These 6 points are the plugs that can reinflate this ummah so we can become moving tires once again. The first of which is iman. Iman, my dear brothers, is understood. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the object of La ilaha illallah, to understand that anything and everything happens without the help and assistance of the creation. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, who's the creator, has done, is doing, and will do everything without the help of the creation. Allah is Allahus Samad. If you translate the word Samad in Sanskrit, Allah Ta'ala is Niradhar. It's a very high word. You don't find it in Urdu. Niradhar. Niradhar means everybody is muhtaj of Allah. Allah is completely independent. Everyone is dependent. Every creation is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person that will read this kalima, man qala la ilaha illallah mukhlisan dakhal al jannah. That person that reads this kalima with ikhlas once, Allah ta'ala will enter him into jannah. How do I bring this kalima into my life? On a daily basis, I got to look what this kalima is made up of. In Arabic, explanation is made from nafi and isbat. Negation and affirmation. Negation to say that creation cannot do, Allah does. Sun cannot do, Allah does. And if anything is being done because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can benefit, nothing can harm. And if it benefits, it's because of Allah. If it harms, because it's a command of Allah. La maniya lima atit, wala mu'tiya lima manat. وَلَا رَادَّ لِمَا قَدِيتُ وَلَا يَنْفُهُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِلْكَ الْجَدِّ. None can give, none can hold besides the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on a daily basis I got to negate creation. And in the creation that needs negation, I got to realize that I am part of the creation. I have to negate myself. That actually I am a figure and I am a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is living because of the sattari of Allah. What is the meaning of sattari of Allah? Allah has placed a veneer over me. Allah has placed a cover over me. Allah ta'ala hid my faults. I have to look at myself like that. So when I'm full of faults, then the next thing to look at myself would that I'm not eligible. I am not eligible even for a button on my kurta. I'm not eligible for that small screw that fits into the spectacles. I'm not eligible to have even a grain of rice or a crumb of bread or a sip of water. I don't deserve this. And if it's coming, it's coming because of Allah Ta'ala's karam. What is the meaning of karam? It's coming because of the giving, generous nature of Allah Ta'ala who gives bidunil istihqaq. What is the meaning of kareem? To give the one that is not deserving. Allah is kareem. So when I am being covered by Allah and I'm not eligible, then what is this whole thing happening about? Everything is because of the grace of Allah subhanallah. I am seeing because of Allah, I am hearing because of Allah, my izzat is because of Allah, my knowledge is because of Allah, my wealth is because of Allah. So to say, jo la kaha wo la hua, wo la bi isme la hua, juz la hua, kul la hua, fir kya hua, Allah hua. From the beginning to the end, in the middle, right and left, front and back, whether I look at it in any way, in any direction, any dimension, from all sides, if I have to come to a conclusion, La kaha wo la bi isme la hua, partially, fully, everything is only because of Allah. This Allah wants us to make His remembrance. And that person that will read Kalima la ilaha illallah 100 times, morning and evening, Allah Ta'ala will make his face shine like a full moon. And how do I bring this Kalima in my life? On a daily basis, I must tell for my sake, Allah is doing, makhluk is not doing. And I must make the zikr of the kalima, and I must make dua. O Allah, keep me on iman, sabbitni alal iman, take me on iman, wa amitni alal iman, and O Allah, resurrect me among those who have perfected the iman, wahsurni yawm al-qiyamati mal muttaqina mal iman. This Allah that wants us to obey Him hasn't left us just to find an obedience path. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us where to go. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهَ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ والله غفور رحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. Verse upon verse, Quran unequivocally echoes the sentiments that Allah Ta'ala wants us to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The object of following Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my 24/7 must come onto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the virtue of which is that Allah Ta'ala will love me. In order to bring the sunnah, a person should understand there is no such a thing as a small sunnah or a big sunnah or an important sunnah and an unimportant sunnah. But rather to term it, there are certain sunnah if we practice upon, we'll get reward. Certain sunnah if we leave out, we can get sin. So a person should have this jazba and have this feeling, and have the shauk and charisma and enthusiasm that I want to follow every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person will bring the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it is sunan huda or sunan zawaid, whether it's some sunnah that you have to practice, like the sunnah of fajr, you can't leave it out. Even if you're riding an animal, you have to jump off. It's so important. Even ulama mentioned, if the namaz started and you got a chance, don't delay it, finish it, then join. Whether it is sunan zawaid, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoyed cucumber and khajur. Nabi Ali Salam liked marrow, what we call dodi. Now, if you don't eat dodi our whole life, it won't get a sin. But out of love of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to practice this. My dear friends, the way towards Allah Ta'ala's love and closeness, naqsh qadam hai sunnat ke raaste. This is the path Nabi Ali Salam have left us. People are asking, how do we get an expedited journey to Allah? It is hidden in the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rigorously and vigorously and religiously. That the sunnah of miswak is so important. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had three sunnah common among them. The sunnah of beard, the sunnah of nikah. Almost all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam married. And the sunnah of miswak. So the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam should become a matloob thing in our life, should become a desired, sought after thing. And once a person gets the flavor of sunnah, then as they say in English, once tasted, never wasted. After that, to leave the sunnah will become impossible. Because a person will want to follow the sunnah, knowing that now I'm aligned with Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Ulama kiram draw one point. That those magicians, when they followed their Nabi of their time, Musa Kalimullah, ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, that tashbih and tashabbu that they did of Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat, even just dressing like Musa alayhi salam. So our sunnat, my dear friends, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is in his sirat, surat and sarirat. Sirat, his life. Surat, his appearance. And sarirat, the internal part of Nabi alayhi salam, which we'll touch in the sixth point. How do I bring this in my life? On a daily basis, I must give dawat, talking for myself 25 times a day, that in the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salam is success, in every other way there's failure. And on a daily basis, I must send durood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. What Allah and His Rasul, what Allah and His angels are doing, Allah is telling us to do. Allah is sending rahmat, malaika asking dua, we are sending thanks. My beloved friends, Nabi alayhi salam is an epitome of muhabbat. One alim mentioned in his bayan, and we're going to do it now. Say the word Muhammad. Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. Did you observe my lips? You cannot say Muhammad, but that the lips will touch. Muhammad. They say, jiska naam mein aadmi khud, in whose name, jiska naam mein bhosa hai, iska naam mein muhabbat hai. In whose words, you cannot help but your two lips kissing each other. Just his name is got so much of love, then what is he? Is an epitome of love. So Nabi Ali Salatu was Salam, my dear friends, he left behind his life for which today we are known as Hassan, we are known as Ghulam Hussein, we are known as Muhammad, we are known as Usama, we are known as Imran. If it was not for Nabi Ali Salam, then we'll have name like Johnny, Harry, Tom, and Munsami, and whatever other name you can think of. If it was not for Nabi alayhi salam, we won't know what hand to eat with. It was not for Nabi alayhi salam, we won't know which leg to put in the toilet. If it was not for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we won't be what we are. So we owe to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, min bidaya ila nihaya, from the beginning to the end. So Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you and I, we can never thank him. One alim gave an explanation. He says, example, this is a good time to explain this thing. Every time I give it is not real, because you can't think of it there.
Today, how much water is on the puddles? Now imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to cross a puddle. So the alim mentioned that if all of us have to place our head like a stepping stone and we say, Ya Nabi Allah, Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, use our face with your sandals, press us, and use our nose and eyes as a stepping stone to cross this puddle. Say, after doing that for Nabi alayhi salam, we haven't thanked him even for that also. Understand with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's no way to thank him but through the wasta of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we are asking Allah to send on him. One poet, he wrote about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. After that, his poem was like this. Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, walakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi. Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati. When you repeat it, you can say, hold this thing. What a poem. If we had £1,000,000, we'll give it to him also. Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati. I can't make the madah. I can't make the praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with my words. The day I mentioned Muhammad in my words, that the day my words became praised. I can't put a feather in the cap of Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wasalam being mentioned by me is a feather and a favor to me. So my dear brothers, make the mamul of durood. Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, our elder, nubwarallahu markadahu, mentions that do excessive zikr. This covers up for the third point also. That at least minimum 300 times of whatever zikr we're making, that will be considered as excessive, because Quran is telling us, Uzkurullah zikran kaseera. Today, Friday went by, Haji Bhai Padia, Nubarallahu Markadahu Rahmatan Wasiya, used to ask us in junction, those that were there will bail me out, who did durud today? Who read Surah Kaf today? You remember this question? I can't ask this. He was a big man, he can ask big questions, but we can remind the big questions. Who sent durood upon Nabi alayhi salam? That person that reads 1,000 durood sharif, he won't die till he see abode in Jannah. So entry and start a pack of durood sharif, my dear friends. What is durood? My ustad Mufti Radaul Haq sahab mentioned. Lafze durood, Farsi ki alfaz hai, durudan se aata hai. Durudan means fasal ugna. When you plant one seed, 700 stalks will grow. Durood sharif, minimum 10 reward. 10 sins forgiven and 10 darajat and 10 levels we are raised. So entry level, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear friends, I saw a very beautiful, you know, you get like a board. Ya dakhil ad-dar sallallahu ala nabi al-mukhtar. Oh, the one that's entering the house, send durood upon Nabi al-mukhtar, one of the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whether it's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, Hazrat Mufti Radaul Haq's father came to our madrasa, Mawlana Shamsul Hadi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, and he taught us one durood, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alfa alfa marra. That means million, thousand time, thousand, million time I'm sending. Another durood, Allahumma salli ala ruhi sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil arwah. O Allah, send durood, send blessing upon the soul of Nabi alayhi salam from all the souls. Wa salli ala qabri sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil kubur. Just help a little bit pressure on this thing. Wa salli ala qabri sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil kubur, from all the graves. Send mercies and blessings upon the qabr of Nabi alayhi salam. Wa salli ala badani sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil abdan, from the bodies. Send blessing upon the body of Nabi alayhi salam. وصلي على موقف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في المواقف وصلي على مشهد صلى الله عليه وسلم في المشاهد. Like that, so many. Among the durood that is very very powerful also is the one of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكر الذاكرون وصلي على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. O Allah, send salutation to upon Nabi alayhi salam to the amount of people that remember him and to the amount of people that don't remember also. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was seen in a dream. We don't quote this work on dreams, but we quote it as an encouragement. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked at this moment amongst your favorite, who is there? He said, Zakariya, Kutubul Akhtab. So someone went to ask him, Hazrat, what is the thing that you're reading every day that got you to be the favorite of Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He took a back. So he said, what is he? He said, I saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream. And he said, you are his favorite. What you dream? He said, I read this durood often. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad Nabil Ummi wa ala Ali wa sallim taslima. My dear friends, whatever durood we can send upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my Ustad Mulana Abbas Sarigar Sahib Damat Barakatuh in one of the dars was mentioning Tahawi Sharif. See, har dard ke liye durood kafi hai, for every pain you got, especially the ulama in tasawuf, when they reach a certain point and the heart goes into palpitations. In South Africa, we need some zambak, you know. The zambak of the heart, har dard ke liye durood kafi hai, for the pains, then they read this durood sharif, it's like a cool aircon. Then after the day ended one latifa. Hum kehte hain har dard ke liye durood kafi hai, lekin South African wale kehte hain har dard ke liye panado kafi hai. I just remembered it from the class, panado kafi. My dear friends, mamul of durood. Those that went far ahead, the muhaddiseen used to write the durood sharif, they never left it out, just writing sword, 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 sword all the time. But they would take out time. Now when that person makes that durood and he'll go to Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that salam by Muwajja Sharif, my dear friend, will be different. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayri khalqillah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Imam al-Anbiya. My dear friends, it won't be a dry relationship. Now that man that thought of Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting in Durban, now it is coming in front of him. Shah Muhammad Rifai Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he went there, my dear friends, I heard from Yunus Patel Sahib directly in one of the majalis, Muhammad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali, he saw Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hand coming out and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hand, he greeted him, my dear friends. Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Ali Nawarallahu Markadu was sitting and giving dars of Bukhari Sharif in Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he was talking about Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one student asked, Hayatul Nabi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive. Then when he looked to the right, he said, Shuf, look. And there the pardas were revealed. Nabi Ali Salam, my dear friends, is receiving our durood. Allah forgive us. Durood has died in the ummah. So every day, my dear friends, we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us those that will send durood upon Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and follow his sunnah. Haq Ta'ala Shanuhu gave us salat by which a person can draw from the treasure of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala sent this salat, my dear friends, as a means of barakat for us. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا وَنَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. Behind salat, Allah Ta'ala will give us barakat. Behind salat, we'll get risk. But today you ask a man, why you never do salat? Why you never make namaz? Why you never pray? He say, because of my sustenance. He has placed his risk at risk because of his earnings. So behind salat is our sustenance. On a daily basis, we must give dawat to every person to come and make salah and establish salah. And we ourselves, my dear friends, we must make wudu properly. And we must have istidhar, what I'm doing, what namaz it is. That salah of Zunnun Misri is one of his kind. That salah of a missile coming into the masjid is one of his kind. That salah of a snake coiling around a child is of a high level. Our entry level salah, this much, I am in Maghrib, I'm reading two sunnat, I must know that. It's a first rakat, I must read Surah Fatiha and Surah. Second rakat, what I must read and where I am. Many, many people are complaining. They're standing like this and say, now you see his finger going up, Ashadu Allah. You in Qiyam and your finger is going up, what namaz we reading? So my dear friend, this salah is important that I build it up. And that will come from the next point and from my da'wat. And on a daily basis I ask Allah Ta'ala, Rabbi ja'alni muqeema salati wa min zurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. And my dear friends, like salah and every tenet of deen and following a Nabi alayhi salam requires ilm. I have to seek the knowledge from the cradle to the grave, min al mahad ila al lahad. A person that knows and don't know can't be same. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ The one that know and don't know can't be same. The benefit of knowing, my dear friends, is that a person who seeks knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down special rahmat on him. The fish in the sea, birds in the sky will make dua of maghfirat for you. On a daily basis, I must encourage the ummah that seek knowledge, which is made up of two parts, masail and fadail. Fadail means virtues, masail means jurisprudence. I have to go to the ulama kiram to find out. I'm baligh now, what is the masail? I'm opening a business, what is the masail? Sayyidina Umar used to get very angry with a person, he's in the bazaar, but he don't know the masail. So I have to ask, Quran says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Ask the one that know when you don't know. So knowledge, my dear friends, is from the cradle to the grave. And fadail, my dear friends, I must read in my house too, and in the masjid, and in the jamaat. In the jamaat, my dear friends, there's two parts, there's three parts of the talim. In the local masjid, there's one part of the talim, and at home, there's two parts of the talim. In the masjid, we only read from the kitab. In the home, we only do kitab and 6 points. Muzakara of surahs, husband and wife can do together. Mother and daughters can do together. Or father and sons and male folk can do together. In the jamaat, we do all three. Kitab, 6 points, and surahs. This kitab, my dear friend, of Hazrat Shaykh Qutbul Akhtab, Nawwarallahu Markadahu Rahmatan Wasiya, Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, May Shaykh ki kitab ke upar khususi rahmat nazil hote huye dekhta hu. I can see special rahmat of Allah coming on Shaykh's kitab. This kitab is not a darsi kitab like Bukhari Sharif or Muslim Sharif. But the effect Allah Ta'ala placed on it, we are the result of it, that we got some direction. So don't take this kitab for light-heartedly, my dear friends. So fadail of fadail sadaqat, fadail, and Baipadia Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, this is like a bouquet of flowers. Because there's 9 books that we have to read. 2 books seasonally, fadail Ramadan and fadail Hajj, 7 books all the time. That is the stories of Sahaba, virtues of Quran, virtues of Zikr, virtues of Namaz, Muslim degeneration is only remedy, and virtues of Tabligh and Fazail al-Sadaqat. Fazail al-Sadaqat is a thick kitab, but it is one kitab. So these are the books we got to read, my dear friends, to increase our raghba. And that person that is in the work of Dawat very long, my dear friends, it's still got food for him. He must look that according to what amal I'm doing, how much of that fadail is in front of me when I'm doing it. And how much of the fikr for this thing to spread in the ummah has come. And the new one will try to come onto it. And on a daily basis, my dear friends, I must make dua, Rabbi zidni ilman nafiya. O Allah, increase my beneficial knowledge. Quran-e-Kareem, my dear friends, this is mentioned, Rabbi zidni ilma, increase my knowledge. Why he says zidni, increase me in something? Because that is something very beneficial. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned the dua for mulk, he says, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minu. Why wa zidna minu? Because mulk is the kamil ghiza, increase me in this thing. So on a daily basis, make dua for ilm. And this third point that extracted from Sahaba is tied up, Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, is tied up with zikr. These are two integral, inseparable points, lazim, malzoom, that on a daily basis I got to make the zikr of Allah. That person who remembers Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will remember him. Fadhkuruni askurukum. You remember me, I'll remember you. In whatever way I will remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will remember me. Fadhkuruni bisana, askurukum bil ata. You remember me with praises, I'll remember you with blessings. Fadhkuruni bil munajat, askurukum bin najat. You remember me with recitations and incantations, I'll remember you with success. Fadhkuruni bis salat, askurukum bil barakat. Remember me with salat, I'll remember you with barakat. Fadhkuruni bit tazallul, askurukum bit tafaddul. You remember me by humbling yourself, I'll remember you by elevating you. You remember me in a form of learning in a madrasa, faskuruni fil fasl, أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالْفَضَلِ I will give you respect and honor. You remember me in a learning place. فَاسْكُرُونِي فِي الدَّارِ الْعُلُومِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِإِزَالَةِ الْحُمُومِ وَالْهُمُومِ Allah Ta'ala will remove all the depression and understanding will open up. فَاسْكُرُونِي فِي الْخُرُوجِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالْعُرُوجِ You remember me by sacrificing, I'll remember you with elevation. فَاسْكُرُونِي بِالتِّلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِحَلَاوَةِ الْإِيمَانِ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُ إِيمَانًا How I remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will remember me. مَا نَقَسَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالٍ Never will your wealth go down. You remember me by sacrificing your sadaqah, I'll give you barakah. My dear friends, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, the virtue of it, Allah will remember me. On a daily basis, I must give da'wat and I must complete my tasbihat. Sheikh Saab was mentioning, Zikr ke naga hai ruh ke faqa. The absence of zikr is a starvation of the heart. In Hayatu Sahaba, if you open it, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me, Ulama seated, third volume. Hazrat mentions, what is the tilawat Quran, the zikr, the masnoon duas and dua. My dear friend, the hikmat and wisdom of masnoon duas, we will be connected to Allah Ta'ala all the time. Just count. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Then, غُفْرَانَكَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي اللَّهُمَّ جَلْنِي مِنَ التَّوَّابِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي كَسَانِي وَرَزَقِنِيهِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ لَا حَوْلَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَاهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ This, I just went through a cursory glance between waking up and coming for Fajr. There's so much more. There's 12 du'as that are common. The masnoon du'as, and there you looked in the mirror also. Allahumma anta hasanta khalqi. So everything, and some of us like to have a sip of tea in the morning, so you'll be drinking water and milk. Did you ever think to read two du'as? Alhamdulillah, lazi saqana, Allahumma barik lana fi wazidna. And to read the du'a of having something to eat, the biscuit just goes inside. So this masnoon duas, Mawlana Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the brother of Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, went to get bed to one Sheikh. So the Sheikh told him, now you are in an advanced age to give him bara tasbih and to give so much of, it takes time, my dear, and energy, it sucks you. Like how a person in the work of da'wat, he gets tired in gush. Similarly, when you sit on a musalla and you have to do what your elders tell you to do, it finishes you also because it's a ruhani power that's coming. So then he asked him, Mawlana Muhammad, are you constant with your du'as? He said, yes. He said, in that case, you have passed all this marhala, you have passed the stages. So my dear friend, the sunnat du'as, don't leave it out. And then du'a practically. And on a daily basis, my dear friends, ask Allah Ta'ala to make us zakirin and shakirin. Our deen didn't only make us that we have to fulfill the rights of Allah, but if you open the book, by Allama Marginani Rahmatullah Ali Sahibe, Hidayah. Hidayah Awwalain, Hidayah Akhirain. Awwalain means first two, second two. You open the first one is about rights of Allah, command of Allah. The other three, my dear friends, is to do with the rights of people. In our deen, hukuk, Quran is full of hukuk. 500 commands are there in the Quran. The rest of it is do hukukullah, hukukul ibad. So this rights of people, that I don't want to become muflis and bankrupt on the day of Qiyamah. So what must I do? Fulfill the rights of people. Basically, my dear friends, easy way to fulfill the rights of people, ulama mentioned, just treat others how you want to be treated yourself. You'll work it out how to treat. You don't have to be a very advanced man to know that. How I want to be treated, treat others like that. Some say I want to be treated bad. No, must be treated good. Become a cool glass of water on a hot day to people. Do not become a person who when he passes away, people start smiling. Alhamdulillah, he's gone. But let it be that when we leave this world, for the sake of Allah, they must be crying, we lost somebody. How are you going to live our life like that? By fulfilling the rights of people, forgiving people. And the secret to receiving muhabbat,
Ask people for maaf when we make mistake. When people make mistake and they ask us for maaf, make them maaf. Join with people. Do not be aloof and a hermit in the forest and make people join. And then ask Allah Ta'ala on a daily basis, Ya Allah, let me unite the ummah. Make me a person who makes door, not door in the ummah. And my dear friends, fulfill the rights of people. Our elders have respect for them. Youngsters have mercy on them. Wives have forgiveness for them. And children, overlook them. At the same time, don't be harsh, but be stern to bring them closer. Someone sneezes, reply. Someone passed away, attend the janazah and the burial, which is becoming common not to happen now. One kirat sawab for that, size of a mountain. Then we ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, don't make me bankrupt on a day of Qiyamah. And all of this, my dear friends, our entire deen is for Allah Ta'ala. Even if we come to Qurbani, لَيَّنَا لَلَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ Allah, no, no, the meat and the blood. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ What is in the heart of the person? This is a verse Ulama Kiram explains ikhlas. Sincerity to do anything and everything where there is no association with Allah. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّي فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا Do not associate partners with Allah Ta'ala even to a milli fraction. The other day I was trying to see what is the word, even to a nano millimeter, quantum millimeter, so down, zero tolerance to this, shirk. How do I do this, my dear friends? Check my intention before, during and after the action. And on a daily basis give da'wat towards people to be sincere, keeping myself in front. And then ask Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, make me a mukhlis servant of yours. Ya Allah, let me be among those who have got khulus, not those who are abdul fulus. Make me a servant that has got sincerity, not a servant that loves wealth. And the quality that Maulana Rahmatullah Ali Nawwar Allah Markadahu brought, that was a salient feature in the Sahaba, was this burning desire for them to spend in the path of Allah whatever they had. Basically, every person has got five assets: jaan, maal, waqt, dil and dimagh. Health, wealth, time, ability and capability. And the Sahaba gave their health. The Sahaba gave their wealth. And they gave their time. And they gave their ability and capability. Ulama Kiram explained, my dear friends, wherever people will take these five qualities and apply them, the Wright brothers with the W applied these five behind aviation. They came out with the Boeing 747. They never make it, but I'm just explaining. The people of electricity applied these five behind electrical. Today we got all these things. And when they stopped using these five, we got load shedding. You see, when the five is not used, dil and dimag, they're not using, they're going somewhere else, fulus, then it goes. So the ummah, my dear friends, Allah Ta'ala gave everybody this. Even the poorest person that is listening to this talk, he got wealth. Because if you take it to a qazi, a judge, and say, I only got 10 cents, and he got 10 million. Both of you got money. So if I give 5 cents from my 10 cents, and from his 10 million, he only give 1 million, who gave more? The 5 cents. Not 1 million. 5 cents is more because he gave 50%. So Allah Ta'ala looks at quality. So this quality of spending, Maulana Rahmatullah Ali brought it in front, that this is where we have to come to become those that will help the deen, then Allah will help us. See, Quran gives shart and mashroot. That means the condition and the precondition. In tansurullaha yansurukum. You help the deen of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will help you. Shart and mashroot. Do this, this will happen. I yansurukumullahu fala ghalibalakum. If you help those that help the deen of Allah, nobody can overpower you. So all these things are pointing that I have to do something. Man jadda wajada. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا It comes for me to apply myself.
My dear friends, to learn these 6 points, to become an embodiment that if every kitab of the 6 points get lost or get burnt, na'udzubillah, it is an example. And people say, what are we going to do about the 6 points? Say, no problem. You can see that Jamaat in Masjid-e-Hilal, they are the walking, turning, moving 6 points. Just look at them, you'll learn the 6 points. This is a sought after thing. One person came to the Markaz, Nizamuddin, in the time of Mulana Yusuf Zahab Ramtul, and said, what you learned? He said, I learned the 6 points, Hazrat. Hazrat said, MashaAllah, we are giving our life here, we're still battling with the first point. You learned all the point? My dear brothers, when a person go for 1 year, Mulana Mustaqim Sahab was explaining to us that you got 9 chillas in a year. Dedicate 1 point, La ilaha illallah for the first chillah, Muhammadur Rasulullah for the second chillah, Salat for the third chillah, Ilm for the fourth chillah, Zikr for the fifth chillah, Ikram for the sixth, and Ikhlas for the seventh, and striving in the path of Allah for the eighth, and in the ninth one to make Muraja and revision of all. Now those not haven't got the opportunity for 1 year, you're going for 4 months. So easy, break it down. 8 days. My dear friends, these 6 points, there was a time when a person, when he come back from 4 months, he don't want to go home. So you're not missing your wife, I'm missing her. Nothing of your parents, oh my mabab, your business, my food, yeah, I'm missing all this thing. But I'm only by the third point after my phone, please let me extend my time. When a person will make these 6 points something to chase after, object, virtue, acquisition of each point, it will make the chilla tasty. Nobody will cut the chilla short because he's working on something. But because these 6 points have become an irrelevant message, my dear friends, we need to go back to the 6 numbers. Ulama kiram explain, gote lagane ke mutabik, in 6 number hamare samne khulta hai. As per we will dive in the 6 points, Allah will open up to us. We all from Durban, isn't it? Easy to understand. One person saw the ocean, beautiful. Another person put their feet in the ocean, wonderful. Third person, he started playing with the water a little bit more. He say, amazing. Fourth person, he started snorkeling. And he said, ooh, what an experience. The fifth person, he did scuba diving. And the sixth person, he did submarine. Each one of them gave a different experience. The submarine said, beyond the beyond. What is my exposure to the 6 points? These 6 points are a voluminous thing, my dear friends, which Allah Ta'ala opened on the heart of Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi to give us impetus in direction. Has my chilla sufficiently opened up my mind to it? Has my duas ever reached a point where daily on a basis I say, Allah, give me the haqiqat of the 6 points? When last did we make the word like this, oh Allah, give me the reality of the 6 points, which was a common dua in the life of our elders. So these 6 points, my dear friends, for those that came now, they are the 6 points where this ummah started leaking from. You know, like someone say, his health is suffering because the kidney is gone, the lung is gone, the balance is gone, the cholesterol is gone, the diabetes is gone, and 1-2 other things. So these 6 things will fix it up, it will come right. Carburetor gone, alternator gone, and radiator gone, and 3 other things. We'll fix this up, your car will be roadworthy. This ummah will become jannat worthy and deen worthy when they will work on themselves. So for this tashkil is taking place, my dear friends, that who wants to work on himself? Because this work, my dear brothers, is a work of Islam. Is there anything else besides that? I never heard anything else. It's a work, my dear brothers, the work of tabligh is very simple. I am going out in the path of Allah for me to get 6 points, and while I'm there, I'm reminding others to do the same, that they must also bring 6 points in their life. Besides that, there's no other thing. All the other things are assisting the 6 point. In tabligh, we only know 6, 5, and 4. 6 point, 5 amals, and 4 amals of the masjid. Dawat, talim, talum, zikr, ibadah, khidmah. More than that, anybody got a point, we don't know where, you off point. So to be on point, my dear brothers, our elders have set up a tarteeb for us. Maulana Ahmad Sahab, Damat Barakatum, Allah give him long life and bring him to our country also. Salana, mahana, haftawari, rozana, yearly, monthly, weekly and daily is the nuskha, a kimia of this effort. Is the miraculous prescription that they have given the description of. Whoever will take it seriously, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala will open up for him so much of things in this work. But because tabligh, my dear brothers, as Mulana Ahmad Lal Sahab say, faqir ki bibi, ghao ki babi. A poor man's wife, who will give her a second glance? Obviously, you're not supposed to glance. What it means, like attention. She's a poor man's, like a poor man's child. Who will worry about it? Because this work got no internet, got no Facebook, Instagram, we don't have a flight and no nothing on the billboards. Its simplicity has put a blind eye over the people, my dear brothers. Whereas this work, my dear brothers, is a very toss effort. Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali said that if you want to do something for the Ummat, follow Ilyas's Jamaat Rahmatullah Ali, not me now. Follow him. Put your bedding on your shoulders and move in the path of Allah. Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, Ilyas ne mere yaas ko aas se badal diya. His effort has changed my fears into hopes. Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Ali, I'm talking all these people don't need introduction. If you know who they are, their statements carry weight. Say, agar ye siyasat ka masla na hota, to main Ilyas ke jamaat ke saath sofisat deta. If I didn't have this 1947 partition to save the deen of the place, I would have joined Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah 100%. This masturat effort, my dear brothers, people who are teaching Bukhari Sharif 30, 40 years say, ab main ummat mein masturat ke liye wahid ilaaj dekhta hu, I see one cure for the ummat that the women are gone out to bring them back in is this masturat effort. Where are the youth, my dear friends? This effort, my dear friends, hamare kaam jo hai na 100 saal aage lekin ka shohrat 100 saal piche. Our work is 100 years ahead. But its fame and name is 100 years back there. That when you see this work, what this tabligh is being, they're sleeping in hilal and eating down, and they go and their mashura takes so long and what have you. That's a beauty part of it. Khazir's boat was broken. That's why they didn't attack it, you see. So this effort, my dear brothers, ask Allah Ta'ala to show me the beauty of Qurbani. Mawla Suleiman Choksi Sahab was mentioning, make this dua to Allah. That, Ya Allah, like how there is lazzat in sleeping, give me the lazzat to wake up also. How there is lazzat in eating, give me the taste to feed. Same like how there is lazzat in relaxing and taking it cool and being with the wife and children, there is lazzat in striving in the path of Allah. Ya abid al haramain, lo absartana, la alimta annaka bil ibadati tal'abu, fanuhurihim tatakhattabu bidumui. Now Fudail ibn Ayaz is one side and Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah ali is asking him that you are there. So there's a balance of things, my dear brothers. Wallahi lazim, there's taste in tabligh, my dear brothers. Once tasted, never wasted. Once the taste of tabligh will come in a person to understand I'm the numayinda and representative of Allah, Khalifa of Allah. I am the inheritor of the Quran. And O Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taking your mission, so chahe kafil ab kuch bhi ho, har hal mein apna haq lenge, izzat se jiye to ji lenge, ya jam mein shahadat pi lenge. O Nabi of Allah, you in Medina, but I'm leaving Hilal with my bedding, on a mashura of my surah, they send me to Cape Town, I'm ready, they send me to Africa, I'm ready, take out America visa, I'm ready, wherever you want to send me, ya Nabi Allah, my report is reaching you from Masjid Hilal, wherever I go, if I come back, Alhamdulillah, if I don't come back, my kafan and dafan is there. Qiyamat day, I'll wake up with who? I'll wake up with Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, woke up in Istanbul. I'll wake up with another sahabi, Shurahbil ibn Hasana from Jordan, and one in Canton, one year in Africa. Where and where, my dear? This is just what we're supposed to have. So my speech is finished now. The Tashkil people will talk. Bismillah. Come, my dear brothers, 4 months. Who wants to learn the 6 points? Who wants the 6 points to reach submarine level? It's available. And Allah Ta'ala will teach us. Murabbi Hakiki is Allah. MashaAllah, ulama kiram who gave one year standing up. Maulana Abdul Hakim Sahab from Town Masjid. Adam Sahab, Allah accept you. What's his name? Just help me because my Ibrahim, Allah accept. Which masjid? Ibrahim Abraham from Shell Cross. MashaAllah, Abdul Rahman. Salaji, the one with the black hat, what's your name? Dawood, Allah accept. My dear brothers, each time we go in the path of Allah, the 6 points must come more in us.
Maulana Ghulam Hussain Sahab, always ready. Because the 6 points is in front to learn. I want it. Muraja. And 6 points weren't just coming from knowing a morning bayan. That is a common thing people are talking about. Learn the 6 points in the morning. That is for bayan, my dear brothers. The actual 6 points is to become an embodiment of the 6 points. The actual 6 points to learn is not the talking part. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi, do you know he was a stuttering person? He couldn't speak. But when he spoke, people started crying. What was it? Andaruni kaifiyat, my dear brother. The 6 point was vibrant in him. So who wants to go out to enhance the 6 point? Iman, salat, this is what we're supposed to be going for. It's not about other people, it's about me. And while I'm there, I'm reminding Uncle Dawood, what's his name? Muhammad Noor, Allah accept. Every one of us, my dear brothers, if I find a shortcoming in my 6 points, shouldn't I be making effort that in this point, I think so, the virtue is lacking in me. In this point, the acquisition of making my zikr is lacking in me. In this point, my striving is lacking in me. Find the lack, my dear brothers. In tasawuf, Naqshbandi silsila, one thing they say, make this dua, E Allah mujhe didare kusur naseeb farma. You know what? There's a very powerful dua. O Allah, let me realize my faults before my faults are shown to me. So this work is not a fault-finding work. If you find fault with yourself, it's all right. If you dig out the dirt from our own eyes, nobody can have a problem with us. I'm digging my own eyes. My palate is soft. I can touch it. So sensitive, can't be sensitive with ourselves. So this work, my dear brothers, is a work which is a muhsin. This work is imamul, what do you call, ummul amal, ummul hasanat, ummul khair, is a mother that opens up. What's the work? What's the work of a mother? She gives birth, she looks after, she takes care. This work, my dear brothers, gives fikr to all the other efforts. So who wants to be participant? Stand up, by Farid, stand up. Maybe you got friends that will also. What about you? Stand up, Bismillah. You're smiling so nicely. Let the people see your smile. Qiyamah day, you'll smile too. Bismillah, stand up. Yeah, he's smiling. Let him smile in front of everyone. Adhakallahu sinnak. Say ameen. It's a masnoon dua, brothers. Brothers, only the right hand side understood the bayan. Maybe this side they speak Afrikaans or something. Hardly any are standing from here. Give us about 10 names from here. I want to go learn the 6 points, my dear brother. Bottom line is to learn the 6 points. So beautiful. To learn it in a practical way. The way Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah. I heard some elders saying that if Allah Ta'ala can give me a millionth of the fraction of the understanding of Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah, the 6 points, I'll make shukar also. If that is the eldest dua. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab, when he went to Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah, I don't know the exact reference, but I heard from somewhere. He made sajda in every place. Allah, how you accepted Maulana Ilyas, accept Abdul Wahab also. This is a work of acceptance, my dear brother. You can't just, I can't do, you can't do. It's the grace of Allah, what we mentioned in the beginning. So who wants to enhance the 6 points? Come, my brothers. If you feel you finished now the whole 6 point, you need the 8 point, then it's different. But these are the 6 point with Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah. He said, whole life is waiting to complete. The takmeel of the 6 point, don't finish, my dear brothers. Because there's no limit to striving. You have to give your whole life. Come, my brothers. Elders said, azan is just now. And we still have to sit in the halkas. So is there anybody else that want to go for 40 days, 10 days, and this holiday has started, we can have mastura jamaats also. Last year during this period, we had 60 jamaats. Am I right, Bogan? How about talking mastura twice? That came in a mastura. Say, from our masjid, we'll try. Alhamdulillah, one jamaat came out now from Spencer Road. Last week, our jamaat went also to Bergville, that is in northern Natal somewhere. Make intention, we're going to take out few days mastura jamaat. Bismillah, bolo bhai. Mashallah, one from Sherwood. At least 10 town, right, 2. Can we have another 8 more? Come, brothers. Intention never kills. Spingo Hills, about how many? 1? Alright, 1 inshallah. Come, brother, another 7 more place we'll go and make. How about Redfern area? Try and join with Sanford or something, Northcroft. Maulana Wasim Sahab will worry. Can we have 6 more places? Yahya Sahab, Morningside. MashaAllah. Come, my brother. 5 more places. We'll take out Mastura Jamaat this holiday. Give the children a little bit break by Nani and Dadi. And we go out in the path of Allah. So much of noor in the Masturat effort, my dear friends. This whole Bakrid
is the sacrifice of a family. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam is a family. So to teach our family is the effort. When we will take our family, it is justice that we have done to the person we married. Because my dear friend, we given a deen. Our kurta is like this because they worried about it. All are looking like shining stars tonight because somebody worried about it. When will we worry about the garment of Jannat? We got to take our ladies, encourage them, mannat, samajat, and alhamdulillah, work is very beautiful. It doesn't put pressure upon anybody. Last week we had new people. We only put them on istiqbal, but they got so happy that they were part of the jamaat. See, my dear friends, so we need 5 more masjid. Speak, come. We'll try for the Mastura jamaat. Even if you come out, you can join somebody else, but say, I will try. Come, my dear friends, I will try. Tonga, right, we got 6. By where are you from? Spingo Hills, okay. That means he must take out another jamaat. Ethiopian jamaat. Yeah, we can take out an Ethiopian jamaat, Somalian jamaat, Malaysian, whatever, take it out. We got 3 more left, brothers. 3 more places, then we'll make dua and you can go into your halqas, inshallah. Come, my brothers, 3 more that we'll make effort on Masturat. Go and remind them, at least, who'll say, I'll take it to my Mashura. Tomorrow we'll still be here. Which masjid, by? Ashevel, right, okay, that's 8. 2 more places we'll go. Come, my brothers. Where's my friends from Spingo Beach? I'm from there, so I can speak about them. Anyone from Spingo Beach, take a takaza. I will go and make fikr for a Mastura Jamal. Polo, bhai. MashaAllah. Maulana Muhammad. Allah Kabul. Anywhere else, brothers? InshaAllah. Whilst you are here, naya kulana, fikro ko barhana, takaza ko utana. Bring new people, increase our fikr, and come and take the fikr, and take it back to our locality. Allah Pak sabko kabul farmade. Brothers, we are here, but remain in tawajjuh. In a short while, ishtima is going to carry on, one of the biggest ishtimas in our country. It doesn't mean that we are not there. We mustn't make dua for that. Our heart must be there, but our work must be here. So when we're making dua for them, whatever is khair is coming out in the Transvaal Ishtima in Johannesburg, Allah Ta'ala will bless us also. Make dua for good weather for them already, some, you know, whatever little waters have come. Allah Ta'ala make the weather muafiq also. Allah Ta'ala put all the security, everything, whatever challenges they got of entrance, exit. We don't want to go into the details. Allah Ta'ala make everything easy for them. Say Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, give us the reality of La ilaha illallah. Give us the reality of Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, make us sacha pakka namazis. Ya Allah, accept us for ilm. Ya Allah, accept us for zikr. Ya Allah, let us fulfill the rights of people. O Allah, give us ikhlas and make us among those who are mukhlisin banda. Allah, accept our health, wealth and time for the sake of thy deen. Ila al-alamin, you become pleased with us. Ya Allah, make our Transvaal Ishtima success. Wherever the work of deen is taking place, Ya Allah, you elevate it. Whoever is striving, Ya Allah, you accept them. Ya Bari Ta'ala, we all made intention. Ya Allah, better our 6 point in us. Make us like the Sahaba. Even a millionth of the fraction of Mawlana Yasab Rahmatullah is understanding. Grant us, Ya Allah, so something can open up for us. Ila al-alamin, up to now, if there's any shortcoming in our effort, hame maaf kar de. Hame maaf kar de. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim. Brothers, we can sit in our zone, in our halqa, and azan will take place at 7:15. Then we remain silent, answer the azan, finish our mamulat, and wait for Isha.